At this time, we're going to take some questions from the audience. We're going to see if there are any questions in any of our remote locations, and time permitting, we may have time for a few more questions here in Honolulu. So, Sean, we have a question here.
Hi, Michelle. Congratulations. James Tom with Associated Press. Since you're pro now, how do you think the expectations are going to change of you now, on you?
Well, I realize that there's going to have higher expectations, but I mean, it's going to be super exciting. I mean, everything is so exciting now being a pro, and everything's at a higher stage. It's so much more fun, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Another question.
Hi. Tell us how long this day's been in the planning stages and what the most important steps along the way were.
Well, I know I've just been thinking about it for a really long time. When is the right time? But it just all came down to like the last couple of months, really. I felt really ready. I felt mature enough. I felt really comfortable, you know, playing out there. And I felt like it was the right time. And just everything worked out very well, so I was very happy.
Another question in Honolulu.
Hi, Michelle. In a few years, we've seen you on the LPGA Tour. How is that going to affect you as far as your college plans? How are you going to fit it in?
Well, definitely, I'm going to go to college. I'm definitely going to go out and graduate. But I'll try to, since I have to play in a lot of tournaments, I'll try to downsize my classes. I probably won't graduate in 4 years, but I'll take maybe one or two classes a year and only have a couple of classes, so it won't be that hard. But I'm definitely going to try to graduate no matter how long it takes.
All right, let's leave here for a moment and see if there are any questions. One more here. Okay, one more Honolulu question.
Michelle Norman, Nathan KGNB. First of all, congratulations. Second of all, the competition between the agencies to represent and guide your career must have been fierce. Could you describe that experience, and at any point did that process become stressful or even tiresome?
Well, it was very hard because all the agencies are very good. All the agencies are very competitive and stuff like that. But it wasn't really stressful. It was a tough decision, but it all came down, you know, to me basically being my only child. I mean, I'm used to the exclusivity, so I guess. well, just came down to that, really. You know, they're all very good, but it was a very tough decision. But I feel really good with the agency that I went with.
We're gonna go to New York.
Thanks, Sean. We have a question in New York.
Question, Eric Adelson
from ESPN. What was the biggest pro in making the decision, and what was the biggest con? Well, I think the biggest pro and turning pro was that I would be in a position to help people, and with all the money that I make playing golf, I would finally be able to give back to the community. And that was just the biggest pro for me. I guess the con was, I don't know, I'm just so excited. There isn't really any cons to it.
Is there another question in New York? All right, do we have a question in Los Angeles?
Hi, Michelle. First of all, congratulations on the expansion from KGFLA to the CMC station. Well, your announcement today makes the worldwide attention, and then hundreds and thousands of golf fans here and also in Korea welcome your training pro. And also, you're making your first debut next week at the LCK Expansion World Championship. How do you think about that, and how do you want to prepare for that game?
Well, I'm really excited for next week. You know, it's at a really beautiful place, and I've been practicing really hard, so hopefully I can play really well.
We got one more out of LA.
Hi, Hearing none, do we have any questions in San Francisco? All right, then let's go back to Honolulu.
I'm just curious, some of the stages you've been on, be it John Deere or what have you, are you nervous this morning? And how does that compare to the nerves you might have felt at some of the other tournaments you played? And what class are you going to first, by the way?
Well, I think I was a little bit more nervous at my usual press conferences and tournaments, but usually at the press conference, I don't really make a speech, so today I was a little bit nervous, but I'm really excited. And for my next class, let me think, probably drawing or Japanese. You can't tell how long this is.
Drawings? Another question here in Honolulu. Front row here.
How will things change with the self playing for money? You know, will that make much? How much difference does that make?
Well, personally, I don't really feel any change, you know, turning from an amateur to a pro. It's just changing status, really. Nothing's really going to change about me. And, you know, I think it's going to get a lot more exciting as the years go by, and I'm really looking forward to it.
All right, well, we're going to wrap it up here because she can make her second hour class. So we thank you all for coming. We appreciate it. It's nice to see you.